This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces shelled Ukraine's second-largest city on Monday, rocking a residential neighborhood and closing in on the capital, Kyiv, in a 40-mile convoy of hundreds of tanks and other vehicles, as talks aimed at stopping the fighting yielded only an agreement to keep talking. The country's embattled president said that the stepped-up shelling was aimed at forcing him into concessions. Hospitals in Ukraine are scrambling to treat patients as Russian troops advance toward the capital. AP's Ed Donahue.
A children's hospital in Kyiv has moved its patients to the basement to try to keep them safe. Surgeon Oleg Godek says, "I can say with trembling of the heart that the first patient I operated was a six-year-old boy with a shrapnel wound in the neck. We handled him, and he is alive." Godek says he has treated many civilians, including children, for gunshot wounds. Dr. Natalia Samoilova says the fighting is taking a toll on the staff. She says the first crew came on shift on Friday, and they are still here. The second crew started their shift Saturday, and they are here, too. A children's hospital in Kharkiv has moved into a bomb shelter with just the most basic facilities.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. Ambassadors from dozens of countries are backing a UN General Assembly proposal to demand that Russia halt its assault on Ukraine. The United Nations General Assembly held a rare emergency session Monday during a day of frenzied and sometimes fractious diplomacy surrounding the five-day-old war, now going into six, reflecting escalating global alarm both on the UN's major bodies, the 193-nation Assembly, and the smaller, more powerful Security Council. And took the unusual step of holding hastily scheduled simultaneous meetings on the war. In Geneva, the UN Human Rights Council voted to hold its own urgent session. This is VOA News. The United States has announced it is expelling 12 members of Russia's UN mission, accusing them of being intelligence operatives engaged in espionage. The U.S. mission to the United Nations said in a statement Monday that the Russian diplomats have abused their privileges of residency in the United States by engaging in espionage activities that are adverse to the national security. The mission says the expulsion had been in development for several months and are in accordance with the United States agreement with the United Nations as host of the 193-member world body. The ambassador says that the expulsions are a gross violation of that agreement, as well as the Vienna Convention governing diplomatic relations. A delegation of former U.S. defense officials is visiting Taiwan this week in a sign of stepped-up communication between the sides amid the looming threat from China. A former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Michael Mullen, is leading the five-person delegation that is due to arrive later Tuesday and scheduled to meet with the president and other top officials during their two-day visit. The former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting separately and will meet the president and address a forum. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has drawn fresh attention to China's threat to use force to annex self-governing democratic Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory. Tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate their homes, and many more have been told to prepare to flee, as parts of Australia's southeast coast are inundated by the worst flooding in decades. Scores of residents spent hours trapped on their rooftops in recent days by a fast-rising river in a town of Lismore in a northern New South Wales state. Dozens of cars were trapped on a bridge in the nearby town Woodburn over Monday night. Officials say up to 50 people were rescued from the bridge early Tuesday. The New South Wales government says 40,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, while 300,000 others have been placed under evacuation warnings. Omicron is fading away, and so are Americans' worries about COVID-19. Fewer now say that they're concerned that they'll be infected compared with January, following the rise and fall of the wildly contagious coronavirus variant. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. Just 24% report being extremely or very worried about themselves or a family member contracting COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.